So are you stating then that Mr. Mack waived any speedy trial issues?
No, that is our assertion. If you need a further call for you about that, we're happy to engage in that. We've had that discussion with him repeatedly. We told him that the trial date in July may need to be moved because of the ongoing testing. He has told counsel that that's acceptable to him. If you want that further on the record from him, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it is a personal waiver as opposed to counsel. And I can speak with Mr. Matt, or you can. I just want to make sure that Mr. Matt states himself that he understands that he's got his right under the United States and the Utah Constitution for a speedy trial. The court's prepared to go forward in July, and that he waives any claim that he is not getting a speedy trial. I'd certainly like to have Mr. Matt affirm that on the record.
Would you like me to answer the question, or would you like to proceed?
I think you know him better than I, so I would be.
Issa, we've been talking with the judge here this morning about the July trial date that's currently scheduled. And you've heard what the prosecutor has said to the judge and what I've just said to the judge about some ongoing DNA testing. You and I, and other of your defense attorneys, we've had a chance to speak about that. Is that right?
Yes.
You understand that as your defense lawyers, we would like an opportunity to see all of the evidence that the state will produce by way of the DNA evidence. Prior to the time that we come into the trial. Do you understand that? And we've also talked to you, sir, about what we feel as your defense team is important for a review of that testing and retesting of the results that the prosecutor will give us. So, because we don't have some of the results from the state of Utah yet, and because once we have those results, we'll need some extra time to review those results and have the testing done independently. We won't be able to accomplish all of that list of things to do or that those pieces of work in time for the July trial. And the judge is prepared to conduct your trial the last 2 weeks of July as it's currently scheduled. But it's our legal advice as your defense lawyers that you agree we can move that July trial date to get all of this testing done we've been talking about this morning. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes.
Under the Constitution in the state of Utah, and the Constitution of the United States, you have a right to have a speedy public trial in your case. And if you want peace, so you can tell the judge, I want my trial back, those last 2 weeks of July. So that trial date's already scheduled, and the judge is prepared to hold the trial then if you want. But as we've discussed privately, and now we're discussing in court, your team of defense lawyers is asking you to agree that we can move that July trial date to get all of this testing done. And what that means is you would be giving up your right to that speedy trial that's now set in July so that we can do that additional testing. So my question to you, Esau, my client, is do you want to give up that speedy trial right and that July trial date or not?
Yes,
what?
To know the entirety of the test on DNA, my client needs more time.
Okay. And since your defense lawyers need more time, is it okay with you if we move that July trial date?
Yes.
Is there anything more you would like, Judge?
I think that covers it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Porter.